If you're a parent who wants to learn tools, tips, and strategies to become a better parent and to teach your kids life skills and connect with them on a deeper level, then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Kate Godfrey, and welcome to the Authenticate podcast, where we'll discuss all things parenting, from boundaries to boredom, discipline to disrespect, and pretty much everything in between. I'm excited to support, encourage, and challenge you no matter where you are in your parenting journey and share mine with you along the way. Let's get started. Welcome back, friends. Thanks for coming back and for listening. And today we are going to be talking about what conscious parenting is and why should we even bother doing it. So first of all, conscious parenting, if you're not familiar with it, I was not familiar with it not too long ago and started hearing the term thrown around. And you know, we hear different parenting terms, gentle parenting and reparenting, conscious parenting, and there's different types of parenting from, what is it, neglectful parenting, and I can't even think of all of them right now. But the point is, there's so many different kinds of parenting, it can be overwhelming. And you're like, can I just be a parent already? But I thought conscious parenting was really interesting because conscious parenting is really being aware of yourself, being conscious of yourself, your emotions, your mood, your actions, your words, anything that might have been going on with you that day or maybe in that moment, and trying to be as aware of it as possible so you can show up and be the best parent for your kids as much as possible. So really, conscious parenting is about us. It really doesn't have a lot to do with our kids. It has a great impact on our kids when we show up and can be conscious parents. And conscious parenting does take time. It takes effort. It's a daily, sometimes hourly walk, a lifelong walk as long as our kids are in our house. But really, like I said, conscious parenting is about us. It's about us dealing with our own stuff and our own emotions and our own junk and all of that, and not necessarily taking it out on our kids or blaming our kids or just being like, well, I was just tired. Well, I was just, you know, whatever it was at the moment. And conscious parenting really is for all ages and all stages of parenting. So you can start being a conscious parent when you have babies. And if you've never heard of this before and it sounds, you know, crazy or what the heck is this type of parenting, and you have a 17 and a half year old ready to graduate, you can still be a conscious parent. I think for all of us, you know, as long as we have kids, even when they're out of the house, you can still, and I would hope want to be, as good of a parent as possible. And that means consciously parenting. So why is conscious parenting important? Why should we even bother to do it? Take the time to listen to this or read books about it or really even be curious about it? Well, it really benefits our kids, like I said before. Conscious parenting, when we're aware of ourselves and dealing with our own stuff, really allows us to let our kids to be fully themselves and secure in who they are. We are not so caught up in worrying about what they're doing. Who are they going to become? What classes are they going to take? What grades are they going to have? What friends are they hanging out with? All of those things. And while those things are important, we take some of the emphasis off of those things and really just let our kids be who they were created to be and develop how they are meant to develop and are developing. I know that, you know, in my experience, or even, you know, myself, for example, I can be really more type A sometimes. And one of my children is not so much type A, kind of just drops things wherever they land on the floor, and there's a trail in the house, and it kind of can drive me nuts. That is who she is. Doesn't mean she never picks anything up and doesn't have to be tidy and all of those things. No, of course not. But it helps me not to get as upset and as bothered by it, because I realize this is just part of who she is right now. I'm hoping she'll grow out of that, but it's just who she is right now. But in terms of what our kids maybe are interested in, maybe you are really into sports and your kids aren't. Maybe they like to read more. Maybe they like art more, and that's okay. So we don't have to push our kids necessarily to love sports because we love sports, or vice versa. Even if we're really into reading or writing or art or what have you, we don't have to try to push our kids into that box and conform them to a mold that we want them to have. Another great example is maybe worrying about what college our kids will go to. Even when they're 2 years old, 4 years old, in elementary school, worrying so much about their grades because you want them to get into an Ivy League school, or because you went to this school you want your kids to go to, your alma mater and all of that, and being so focused on that and putting so much pressure on your child that you're really not stepping back and seeing maybe they don't want to go to college at all. And maybe their grades aren't that great to go to the alma mater, but maybe they can go to a different school, maybe a community college. And maybe while that may not feel good to you, really explore why that wouldn't feel and doesn't feel good to you, and let your kids kind of go on their own path. We all want to go on our own path. And just like we were growing up in our parents' homes and had to find our way and wanted to create our path and all of that, we need to allow our kids to do the same. So conscious parenting really is about letting your kids really developing into who they are at each age, at each stage of their development, and being secure in who they are. It benefits us because we're doing the inner work on ourselves. We're growing because we are allowing ourselves to look at ourselves for who we are, how we are, and really reflecting on why things, certain things may bother us. And, you know, maybe why did I react to my child in this way? Was it because I was tired? Was it because I had a hard day? Was it because I was distracted by something else? It really helps us to do that inner work, have that growth. And because of that, what stems from that is connection with our children. So the more in touch we get with more in touch we get with ourselves, the more connected we will be with our children. And I would hope that that is every parent's goal out there, to be as connected with your children as possible. But where we can go wrong and fail in conscious parenting is, and some of it is to no fault, quote unquote, of our own past trauma that we've been through ourselves. So maybe the way we were raised was not the best way. Maybe we grew up in a house with physical abuse. Maybe there was yelling. Maybe we are products of divorce and your parents' divorce affected you greatly. Whatever it is, there's big T trauma, there's little T trauma. We've all been through something with our own parents that we've had to get past and maybe have not even dealt with. So we haven't even gotten past it yet. And that could be something that's unconscious from our own childhoods that we haven't dealt with. And so if you can explore, how was I raised? How did it affect me? You know, you can even ask your parents questions, but really look into your past and your own childhood and see how that may be affecting you and affecting your parenting today. Because whether we are conscious of it or not, or even if we try to avoid it, many times the way we were parented, we may repeat those patterns, or we may go so far away from that that we're actually also causing detriment to our kids because we are so far on the other side of it. We're not coming to that middle point, that healthy point. We just went to the complete opposite side, and that's not helpful to our kids as well. And it can really cause us to swing one way or the other. So we need to be conscious of how we were parented and try to get more conscious of the emotions that we may not be conscious about and haven't dealt with. What are your triggers? So as a parent right now, what are your triggers with your kids, or what are your triggers in general? What are your pet peeves? And do your kids say something sometimes, or is it the way they say it and the tone they say it, or the things they do or haven't done that trigger you, that kind of make you snap and like, why am I telling you this like for the fifth time? Or why do you leave your stuff all over the house? Whatever it is, think about that. What are your triggers as a parent? What kind of sets you off when you find yourself losing your patience and getting angry with your kids and possibly yelling at your kids? And once you kind of figure that out, you can really learn how to sit with your emotions and feel them instead of reacting to them. And I'm not saying this is an easy thing. Again, this is sometimes a daily thing, and how we feel in the moment or how our day went can completely and naturally impact how we are going to interact with people around us, but especially our kids, and especially people with younger kids with all the energy and maybe the running around and the screaming and the repeating something 10 different times, all of that can kind of set us off. Or if we have older kids who are going through hormonal changes and they're in the teenage years, all those things can really impact us. And if we can sit with our emotions and really start to explore, what is triggering me? Why am I getting upset? Why is this bothering me? Does it really have anything to do with my child in this moment? Or is this really my issue that I need to work through? You can get a lot farther. And then I think also understanding why we became parents in the first place, because there's lots of different reasons that people become parents. Some people have always wanted to be a parent. Maybe some people want to be a parent so they could do it differently than their parents did. Sometimes we can make it more about us than about our kids. We want to make our kids into our little mini me, like I kind of talked about before. What I like, I want my kids to like, and I'm going to try to steer them in that direction as much as possible. And there's nothing wrong with if your kids do like what you happen to like. But if they're not leaning in that direction, kind of explore why you want them to be leaning in that direction so much. But is becoming parents, was it really about us and what we wanted? Or is it really about our kids? Do we want to create little mini-me's or not? What are we trying to get out of parenting? How does it really serve us? Or are we really here to serve our kids? Ego and our expectations of parenting are also another big thing and where we can go wrong in our parenting. And by this, I mean, when you think about ego, it's really about your own perceptions, your own views of yourself and how you see the world, right? So is parenting what you thought it would be like? And it's super easy when we are, you know, before we're parents and newly married and talking about having a family someday, or if you're a mother, you remember those early days and those months when you were pregnant and so looking forward to it, and then the baby comes and it smells good and they're so sweet. But then there's the crying and the diapers and the up all night, and it can be the anxiety and all of that. And parenting starts to change you. It is all encompassing. You are giving all of yourself in ways you never expected, never knew to expect, to this human being. And it's intense, and it can be overwhelming, and it can start to change you and make you wonder about things and question things and wonder who the heck you've become, because you're bleary-eyed and you're exhausted and your kids are growing and you're trying to keep up with that and the school age years, all of it. And it goes at a fast pace. And it seems like I've got 18 years. This is going to be a while, but it starts to go at a fast pace. And then your kids start to say no, and they start to talk back. And how do you respond to that? And why do you respond the way you respond? And are your children who you expected them to be? What vision did you have of who your little boy or little girl was going to be before you got pregnant, or before you had kids, or when they were younger? Who did you envision them to be? And is your vision of them lining up with who they actually are? And if not, are you allowing them to be who they actually are and kind of letting go of that vision or those expectations? And again, this isn't to say that you shouldn't have expectations of your kids, but I'm talking about who they are inherently as a person. If they are not who you thought they would be, they're marching to a different drum or a different beat to a different drum, and they are completely different who you thought they would be. They're not, you know, lining up with your personality or maybe your partner's personality, and they are their own person. How do you react to that? Are you good with that? Does it bother you? You really have to ask yourself those questions. And if it does bother you, why does it bother you? Why did you have these expectations, and can you let them go and really just sit back and enjoy watching your child flourish and become who they are meant to be and who they are right now? So what do we do? The question is, what do we do with this? Well, first of all, I want to encourage you. If any of this is resonating with you and you're like, it's really not lining up, this does bother me, I do have all these triggers, I do yell at my kids more than I want to, or I react more than I want to, or I'm more reactive than proactive, all of the things, let me encourage you and tell you to stop beating yourself up, because it's not worth it. And we're parents. We're going to mess up every day. And I'm sure there's a lot of people listening to this, and that we all have different ages of kids, and they are all in different stages. I am way out of the baby and toddler and elementary stage. I have a middle schooler and I have a high schooler. And luckily enough, I have experience with high schoolers because of our previous job. But these stages change over time, and your kids are going to change, and the way things impact them and how they react to those, and then how you react to them, reacting to that, all of that stuff. So let me encourage you to stop beating yourself up. Where you are right now is okay. But if you can acknowledge the fact that you have things to work on, or you have things you want to work on and you want to be a better parent, that's already a win. That's already step one. And the fact that you even are listening to this and that you're reflecting, you're like, there are things I could do better, that's amazing. We're all going to screw up every day, and that's okay. Don't expect to be a perfect parent. There is no such thing. Let me reassure you, there is no such thing as a perfect parent. There is that elusive handbook none of us have found, and we're all just trying to show up and do the best we can every day. And so when you mess up, realize you're just a human. You're trying your best. And if you screw up so much, or you yelled at your kids, you said something you didn't mean, whatever it is, go apologize to your kids. That's totally fine. That's totally normal. And that is setting a great example for your kids. That's showing them humility and saying, hey, I mess up too. It's not just you. I mess up too. I can lose my temper. And this is what was going on with me. I'm really sorry. I'm going to be working on that. And I'm working through some things. Go apologize to your kids when you mess up. But don't beat yourself up when you do, because it's going to happen. It happens to all of us. And make sure, I encourage you to encourage other parents as well. If they're beating themselves up, or they're having a rough day, or you see that mom or that parent struggling in the grocery store with a two-year-old having a meltdown, having a tantrum, or, you know, whatever it is, you see any parent struggling at any point out in public with their kid, cut them some slack, give them some grace. You never know what their day was like, what they're going through, what their family dynamic is like. And I'm sure they're trying their best. And that should be the best assumption that we should have of all parents, is that we're all trying our best. And we need to support and encourage each other in that. Remember that conscious parenting is moment by moment. It's a side-by-side parenting adventure with your kids. You never know what's going to come. And one moment you may be feeling great. You had a great moment, and then something happens, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I flipped a switch and I flipped out on my kids. What the heck happened there? So it could be moment by moment, and it's side by side. And as we grow, our kids are growing. They're growing and developing anyway, but if we can really look at our kids and allow them to teach us, sometimes verbally, sometimes non-verbally, just sitting back and watching them sometimes, watching them interact with their siblings or other kids, whoever it is, they can teach us a whole lot about ourselves. Because kids really, especially at certain ages before they're self-conscious, they're just free to be who they are. They're not having all these questions. They're not worrying about all these things. They are just fully enveloping life and having joy and interacting and doing and imagining and playing, all of the things. So if we can have some of that and capture some of that joy that we see in our kids, we can have so much joy and ease in our parenting, because we're not going to be so stressed out and worried every moment and hyped up about the to-do list. Sometimes we need to just throw out that to-do list for the moment, or maybe for the day, and just relax and enjoy parenting, because it is so fast. And before we know it, our kids are going to be out of the house and we're going to be sitting there looking in the mirror or at each other and say, all right, now what? And that's especially for people who've just thrown all of themselves into parenting. And it's great to be a great parent and, of course, be supportive of your kids, but make sure you are finding time for yourself too, and giving yourself grace and cutting yourself slack, but finding your own things too outside of parenting. And remember, our mess ups allow our kids to know that it's okay when they mess up too. So just like I talked about, when we screw up and we apologize to our kids, they're always watching. We are their role models. We should be their biggest influences. So when they see us and hear us apologizing to them, they are going to be more likely to be more reflective of their behavior and apologize to others as well. And that includes us. We've had our own daughters apologize to us, and sometimes it surprised us. But they have thought about things after we've talked to them or disciplined them, and they've come back and they've apologized. So you are teaching your kids huge things, especially humility, when you go and apologize to them. Okay, so again, think about how you were raised. Think about how it is impacting how you parent now. Does how you parent now work for you? And if it doesn't, what tweaks, what changes can you make to become a better parent, the parent that you want to be, not who someone else thinks you should be, not what society tells you to be, but the kind of parent you want to be? Does it work for you? Do you like it? And are your kids benefiting from it? So ask yourselves those questions. Does it work for you? Do you like it? And are your kids benefiting from it, the way you parent? And as a reminder, explore what your triggers are and find out why you're being triggered the way that you are. Take time for that. And then ask yourself, in what other ways can you respond when you're triggered? If you just keep going to the same response, ask yourself, what other ways can I respond? How can I have responded better? Or when I know that I'm getting tired, how can I maneuver so that if my kid does something, I'm not lashing out or getting upset or frustrated or whatever it is? And you can also ask yourself, is my reaction worth the message it will send and the impact it will have on my children? Is it worth it? Also, allow your children to be fully who they are. I talked about this before, but this is key to conscious parenting, is allowing our children to be who they are, and not when they come to us excited about something, kind of squishing that excitement and squishing that joy and being uber practical and be like, well, you understand that this couldn't actually happen, or this is, you know, whatever it is. Let your children have that sense of joy, that sense of imagination. Let them show you things and let them get you into their world. Go into their world with them and really be a part of that. And that will bring so much more joy to you as a parent because you're experiencing their joy. You're going to see things and experience things through their eyes. Remember that it's our job to teach, correct, and guide our kids, but it's not to inhibit who they are at their core. So let me say that again. It's our job to teach, correct, and guide our children in love, but not to inhibit who they are at their core. So we can be essentially the lighthouses for our kids. We want to speak life into them and course correct them when they go off course and help them and really be that guide, that teacher in life. Again, we should be their biggest influences. They should be looking to us for how to figure things out and hopefully coming to us with the hard questions. And we should be willing to talk to them about the hard things, age appropriately, of course. But don't inhibit who they are at their core. Let go of your expectations of who you thought your children would be and see them for who they are in the age and stage they are in. So, to wrap this up, hopefully all of this has made sense. Hopefully you have reflected even just in listening to this and ways that you want to improve your parenting and want to become closer to your kids and connect with them more and maybe sit down and talk to them about things. But here's a challenge, and here are some specific action steps you can take today to start this transformation to become a more conscious parent, because the changes we make today impact our parenting tomorrow. So first of all, you can write down the kind of parent you want to be. And remember that if you're not there now, it's going to take time, and that's okay. And give yourself grace. Number two, identify two of your biggest triggers with your children. Some of you may be saying, there's a whole lot more than two, Kate. But start with two. Go with two of your biggest. Write down why you're triggered and what emotions are behind them. And then write down how you can respond differently to your children the next time you're triggered by these things. So write down why you're triggered and how you can respond differently next time. And if you mess up, again, that's okay. Try again, just like we tell our kids. Pick yourself up, try again. It's okay. And then thirdly, celebrate your children for who they are. I really want to drive this point home because it is so imperative. It is so important. I know our children, inherently, they want to make us proud. They want to please us. They want to do things for us. And that's a wonderful thing because they love us, just like we want to do things for them. We want to make them proud of us as their parents. But we don't want them to strive so much for who we expect them to be in terms of what our expectations were or maybe are of who we want them to be, or they see disappointment in us because maybe they did get that bad grade or they didn't get into that college or they're not playing the sport we wanted them to play. They chose something else. Celebrate them for who they are. And also make sure you're celebrating them, well, of course, for who they are, but and celebrate their accomplishments. But don't just focus on the accomplishments. Your kids need to know you love them for who they are, that you will always be there for them. And the mere fact that they belong to you, that they are yours, is celebration enough. And when you celebrate their accomplishments, it's a wonderful thing, but don't just focus only on the accomplishments, only on the works. Make sure that you are also seeing them as separate from you and celebrate them for their uniqueness and what they bring to the world and how they see it. We can learn so much from our kids with how they see the world. And even when our kids get older and they talk to us and, you know, we watch them develop their worldviews and see how they process things and interpret things, all of those things. It's really amazing to watch how that can develop and form and how they develop and form. It's so fun. So that's really all I've got today for you guys. Hopefully that made sense and I didn't fall all over the place with that. But that is, in a nutshell, what conscious parenting is. It is really being aware of ourselves, aware of our triggers, aware of our emotions and maybe past traumas, exploring it, digging into it, and trying to figure out why it bothers us, and then going and saying, okay, so how can I change? How can I go from this moment or this day and do better tomorrow to be the best parent I can be for my child, my children, show up for them in the best way I know how, give myself grace when I mess up, apologize to my kids when I mess up, have conversations with my kids about when I mess up, just like when they mess up and you're talking to them and disciplining them, talk to them about when you mess up. Conscious parenting really just connects you to your kids more, because as you grow, your kids are also growing alongside of you, but they're going to watch you grow. They're going to watch you change, be more aware of yourself, and they're going to see that difference and they're going to see that shift. And you are going to see that in yourself, and you are going to have that desire to want to connect more with your kids and be the best parent that you can be, and not just want to react and be triggered. You're going to want to handle those things and work on it. And for some people, depending on what they've been through and experience, it may take, you know, years to work on some of these things. And again, that's okay. But being aware of it and starting to work on it now is what matters. And the desire to be a better parent and show up for your kids and let them be who they were created to be is the most important thing. So if you have questions about this, please reach out. Like I always say, please DM me on Instagram, shoot me an email at authenticate22@gmail.com. Take advantage of the free resources that I have in the show notes. And also, I am offering a free 30-minute clarity call for anybody who is interested. If you like what you hear, or you've seen the reels on Instagram and you want to follow along, but you would like to dive a little bit deeper and get some help and get some feedback on some parenting issues and struggles that you're going through, I offer free 30-minute clarity calls with me to talk about those issues and those struggles. I can give you some feedback and give you some practical tools and strategies to deal with those. And if you want to go deeper, you can sign up for parenting coaching with me as well and sign up for sessions for those. So lots of things being offered. Thank you again so much for listening. I'm so glad you guys are here and are part of our community, part of my community. Please, if you know other parents who could benefit from this, please pass it on. Tell them to jump on and listen. I think that's all I have for now. I hope everyone is doing well and has had a great week. Whenever you're listening to this, I hope things are going well for you. Keep showing up for your kids. You are already doing a great job. I'm here anytime you need me for support and encouragement. And have a great week. Thanks, guys.